Log Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolic around the world. One more time, let's hear it, let it rip, turn it up so the whole world can hear it. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosophy. Very interesting what's going on in the world today. The banks are going crazy, the government's going crazy, and President Joe says, if we don't pay our debt, we're all going to be in trouble. Well, why doesn't he go down to Ohio Lee and pick a good horse?
Yeah, right.
You know, the... Turn that music down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Joe went down to Ohio Lee, see? I just hope he doesn't get lost over there. Remind me of a time when my father took my mother down there. And the mother was running. The horse called mother. They run in the mud, see? And the old man got so excited about his horse running, forgot my mother at the race. And it was a disaster. Yeah. So, did you hear about what's going on in Florida? Mickey Mouse is suing the government. Yeah, because Mickey Mouse wants to build more parks for Disney, and the governor says they're interfering with other business. So they want the governor, every time he gets up on the news, all he says is, I don't need it. I don't need a Mickey Mouse in there. Now listen, Sanchez, why don't you get some more education? Start talking right like a person. Maybe when you go to court, you can't get up there and say, I don't need it. I won't say I don't need it. My lawyer say, I don't need it. Oh, shut up. Anyway, that's what's going on in the world. And someday you may go to the bank to get your money. And there won't be any money there. Well, that'll be all right. Maybe the government will pitch in and give us that $100,000 in insurance. You're out of your mind. I don't need... Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. All right. In his sight.
There you go.
And we got a great show for you tonight. Jimmy Dinigan is probably going to be here. Lady Lou will be here. Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with the musical interlude that we are producing on Inner Sight. And the great Ed Sullivan later on will be here to introduce Sweet Pepper Treat.
Aww.
All right, Inner Sight. And, brought to you by A Day from Milton.
Yeah.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that? Happy Cinco de Mayo for everybody.
Yeah, Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, whatever that is.
Right.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Oh, yeah, and I want to thank them so much for donating, I don't know, how many T-shirts? A couple hundred T-shirts, I think we got.
Oh, good.
Shelby's Kitchen. Two shirts that say Milton and the list of the sponsors on the back. A Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York. And you can find us on the News 12 calendar now. We're out there. All the papers that have carried us and are continuing to carry the Day for Milton. We thank them so much. All our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp, working on getting a big banner for Milton.
Nice.
A day for Milton. All right, big banner. They asked me, how big do you want? I said, get it as big as you can.
There you go.
I said, make it as big as the bus.
Oh, boy. That's big.
I want a bus banner. And I told Tommy today, sent him a text. I said, get me a truck with a big loudspeaker. I'm going to drive. Day for Milton. I'm going right through Bellport for a day for Milton. And a big loudspeaker with a reverb on it, inviting everybody to day for Milton. Of course, if I drive, they'll probably stop me, and that'll be good. We'll get more publicity. Yeah, the only thing is, you'll wind up in jail, you idiot. Oh, shut up. Get him out. All right, In a Sight. And let's see, brought to you by the Third Eye, In Sight. Devin Fernandez, and he better come to this thing, or I'll never talk to him again. All right,
go.
I got to call him. 631-445-3464. Want to stay in shape, have some fun, get a hold of Fernandez. You better not grab him, literally, because he's an expert in karate. Look out. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. I want to thank Jill over at the Silo for doing some of our public relations today and checking with some of these publications to make sure we're in there. Thanks so much, Jill.
Yes, thank you.
And a whole bunch of people are going to be coming from Silo.
Awesome.
I think they're going to close the place, and everybody's going to go over to a day from Milton.
Oh, that's
cool.
What
do you think of that?
Wow. I like that.
All right. Inner Sight. Round the world, frolic. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Oh, the Brookhaven shelter is supposed to come down with the puppies.
Oh, I'm going to have fun.
Get all the puppies in there. All right.
Okay.
Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them for their support. Now working on to get us this banner. You know.
Right.
Appreciate that so much. Milton, a day for Milton banner. All right. Who else we got? Silo, of course. Silo, 631-880-7929. Their ADA celebration in July. That's the next big event they're going to have. All right. Let's see. Well, who did I leave out? Oh, Able News. Don't forget them, Able News. Thank you for the April ad. I don't know what happened. If anything's in there for May, but
I looked a little.
Whatever you can do, we appreciate it. Able News. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Here we go.
Rip it.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, a frolic. And let's see, Dinigan's coming up. Louie will be here. Maybe we can get him to sing that ay, 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 ay in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know. And what else we got tonight? Oh, Dinigan with his that kid was so crazy. I remember the time he came to school with dog crap on his shoes. I'll never forget.
I make mine. Somebody stepped in it and brought it in the hall for this in the school. You better call the janitor. Jimmy, sit down. What are you doing? I gotta take my shoe off. And I go in the bathroom and clean the shoe because it's all full of you know what. I don't want to say it. It's a dirty word.
Jimmy, what's that smell? It smells horrible.
That's what that's with the dog. The dog do, Janie. You know, the dog and you're stepping in. It's all gushy and wad. It's like a wad. It's a wad, Janie. That's why it's a wad.
Jimmy, will you stop that?
Well, I'm just trying to tell her she can't see it. She's blind. I'm trying to tell her what it looks like. It looks like a big brown wad.
Jimmy, that's disgusting. Stop that.
I can't help it. I'm going to clean my shoe, for I can't go home like this. Because if I walk in there like this, my mother's going to yell at me because she cleaned the floor. See? I'm walking there with a wad, and she's going to get all perturbated.
Never mind. What's out? We have to do our arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
So we sat down and we all got out our slates. You know, I don't know if you know what a slate looks like for the blind. You know, they used to call it type, metal thing. And you turn it a certain way and it would be a 2. You turn it another way, it would be a 4. You know, and you put it in these little holes and you'd make an example out of it. You know, so Jimmy decided that he was going to play a trick on Jane, you see, and he took all her type, these little metal things, and he hit them. And Jane got all of
it. What happened to my type? I can't find my type, Miss Ma. How am I going to do my examples without my type?
And she's yelling all over the classroom.
And Jimmy said, don't worry. I'm going to find your type. Come here, Janie. Come by the window.
Jimmy, get away from that window.
whenever he wanted to get a rise out of her, the window came in, you know.
Yeah. Don't worry, Janie. I know where you're typing. Your type is by the window.
No, it isn't. I'm not going over there. I'm scared of the window.
Don't worry. I'll protect
it. He goes to the window. It was snow out there. He opens the window, and all this big burst of snow comes flying in, hits Janie in the face. Janie,
oh, no.
Jimmy, sit down.
I gotta go downstairs. The type fell out the window.
He put the type on the windowsill, and he opened the window, and the wind with the snow blew the type all over Kenneth Avenue.
Oh, no.
I gotta go down Kenneth Avenue. I gotta get Jamie's type.
Oh, man. What a riot that kid was.
What a character that kid.
What?
What a character he was, too.
Yeah, get closer to your phone. I can hardly hear you.
Better? Okay.
Oh, he was a character. She wouldn't let him go downstairs, so she sent him to the principal's office. And Kramer couldn't take him, you know. He had plenty of trouble with him. Oh, man. Well, I'll never forget it. He stole her type. All right. In a sight. Frolic. Louie will be here. And coming up, the newest addition in sight. Inner sight and a sweet pepper treat. And let's see. I wonder, is Pepper on the line?
Let me look, okay? I want to refresh it. Bear with me. There's a phone number that's 7242. I don't know if she has a phone like that, but that's one person who's on there, and then the rest are listening.
It's a 618 area.
No, then we...
All right, so we have a caller?
New caller, yeah.
Let's take a phone call on Inner Sight Live, the Frolics. You got something funny to say or stupid? Go ahead, say it. Keep it
Here
clean.
It
or you get the boots. I got new boots.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah. You opened your mic purposely. I think you want to listen
to
me.
Hello there in Radio Land. What kind of a day has it been today?
And I'm going to mute him and see if
it's been a day that you needed a combination corkscrew and wart remover.
Oh, my.
Who?
The person you were waiting for. 618?
Who is that? Hello.
Hold on.
Okay.
There you
Pepper,
are.
Is that...
mm-hmm. Howdy, y'all.
Oh,
oh I
you.
Love it.
All right, let me.
Can y'all hear me? Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Better than me.
Well, let me introduce you properly. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a special treat. Ed Sullivan has returned. Of course, he's a ghost. You can't see him, but he's here. He has returned to introduce the great sweet Pepper Treat. And here, I give it a big hand to Ed Sullivan. Here, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that wonderful reception. And it's my great privilege tonight on our show to introduce great sweet Pepper Treat. And by the way, Pepper, after the show, why don't we get together and then go out and pepper it up? Ed, will you cut that out? She's got to get together with you. You're a ghost. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Anyway, here she is, sweet Pepper Treat.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Give Pepper a big hand.
Hello.
Yeah, give
howdy.
Pepper a big hand.
Okay.
Where's her applause?
It was there before.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Thank you.
Gotta get her done. Gotta get her done right now. That gimmick.
Yeah. What are you gonna play, Papa?
All righty. I just want to say thank you all for joining the show. And all righty, I got a little dedication to Milton. A day
for
Milton.
Milton.
So got a little something for him.
What's the name
it's
of it?
It's called Milton Fudge Cow. Oh, no.
Milton who?
Milton Fudge Cow. Here we go.
Milton Fudge Cow. Sounds like a convict. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Really?
All right, here we go. Milton Fudge dedicated to the day for Milton.
Yes.
Yeah.
May 9th. At the Brewing Hall, 14th Station Road.
Okay.
And here we go, sweet Pepper Treat.
I'm trying to get her started, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Now they don't want to play. Go figure.
We got some technical difficulties at the moment.
Yes, we do, because it ain't. There it goes. It's gone.
Oh my God, you engine! Hello!
Hello, yes sir!
Is this the locksmith?
Yes, this is the locksmith.
I'm stuck in the trunk! Oh my God!
Your watch
is
Dedicated that to Milton, a day for Milton.
Oh. And he was trapped
in
a car.
A happy dog, so he
was locked in. He fell in the trunk of his car.
You would laugh at that stupid idiot. All right, in a sight. Now we got a special song now that I want to, before she plays it, tell a little story here because. The guy who wrote this song, I believe he wrote it, Chuck Berry wrote it. And back in the 90s, Chuck and I were in the same magazine. He was on the front cover, of course, because he got more money, you know. And me, I was an inside cover. So I told Chuck, I said, wait a minute. I said, how come you're on the front cover and I get the inside cover? You know, he said, I had to pay for it. You know, I told you it was more money. That's the whole thing. So anyway, that's my Chuck Berry story, and I found out he not only did he pay for it, but he was on the front cover because he was playing with his ding-a-ling.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's the song. Pepper, go ahead.
That's the song.
Tell him about the
song. All righty.
My was a little baby boy. My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the best of you. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh. That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Okay. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard, I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Oh. Swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my finger. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Oh, your ding-a-ling, your ding-a-ling. We saw you playing with your ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, everybody sing. I want to play with my ding. Everybody, my, oh, my. Slow down. I want to play, everybody, with my ding-a-ling.
All right, ding-a-ling. Hey, now you know,
haven't heard that in a
you
while.
Know why Charlie had so many kids. He had a... he was always playing with his ding-a-ling.
There you
go. Thank you,
Brad. All right, in the sight. And Sweet Pepper. What do you think of that song, Pepper? You like that song?
I like that song, but I ain't got a ding-a-ling. You're going to have to give me one so I can have something to play with. And I don't want your dating thing.
Get out of here. That's like the guy who went to the doctor, see, and he says, I'm tired of my ding-a-ling. I don't want it no more. I can't take it. Can't stand it. And the doctor opened the drawer, see, and says, well, this is now let me see what I got here. This is a former police officer, ding-a-ling. This is a former fire department. This is the former doctor. This is now what do you like? He said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, he said, we can make you anything you want. See, these days, it's just a matter of taste. So he said, oh, I'll take the fireman, ding-a-ling. And then the doctor said, all right, you'll have to have a hot operation for that. Well, why is that? Because the firemen put out a lot of hot fires, see? So he operated on the guy, and a month later the guy came back. He said, how's your ding-a-ling? He said, well, I had to go to a psychiatrist. He said, why? What happened? He said, every morning I wake up, I want to go ring a fire alarm. Get my hose, my ding-a-ling, get out of here. Put a fireman ding-a-ling on. All right, Interstate, thank you so much, Sweet Pepper Treat. You'll be with
You're
us
welcome,
on Tuesday,
y'all.
Right?
Yes, sir, I'll be right back. Y'all come back and join us now.
Oh, thank you, yeah. We'll look forward to it. Honey child.
Hey, y'all have a good one tonight,
buddy. Whatever you do, don't get married without me.
I'll do some thinking about it now. Ed Sullivan put me an offer out there. I might not be able to refuse.
That's it. Don't get married with me either.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right, honey. Thanks. You were great. How about a big hand for Pepper? Inside, yeah.
Hey, Pepper.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
Thanks. We have Love Drops Lily waiting for you patiently.
The Sweet Pepper Treat fan club is being created.
Oh, okay.
All right, Inside. Let's see, It's Louis on the line. We're brought to you by the way, brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. Talk to Gary. 631-484-3085. What?
When do you want Louis on?
Is Louis on the line?
Yeah, he's waiting for you.
Oh, let's get Louie on. Louie.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. You too. You got a song for us? Cinco de Mayo?
Yes. That's tomorrow.
No, today.
Oh, tomorrow?
No, oh,
I thought
today.
It was today.
Oh, today, no. I'm sorry.
That's May 5th.
Yes, today. How about a song for all our Mexican friends?
De cuando será te quiere, pelito lindo de la corazón, y amo que cerca de la, no te tierra, la, no quieres al sueño. Lo que pone los azules, llame cuando cita querera, ellos quieren el love shot de las soles. Ay, 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 canto a ellos love drop, porque lo sabe de legal, que eres lo lindo que da corazones. Ay, 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 ay. Louie the Love Drop for Long Island. Porque ahora le dueño se le te lindo los corazones. Boom, boom.
That's not what they sing down at the border. They sing this. Ay, 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 ay. She took my money and left me. That dirty son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How is your ding-a-ling?
So far, so good.
There you go, Lou.
Woo!
So far, so good. Let me ask, did you ever go to a ding-a-ling doctor?
Oh, don't show that to nobody else. Right, Suzanne, don't show it to nobody else.
That's right, Lou. Have some privacy.
I don't go to ding-a-ling doctors.
You don't go?
I only go to normal doctors.
There you go.
All right. So, Louie, today that Mexican holiday, but it's also Spanish people celebrate it too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next month is the Spanish parade. When's the big parade? Puerto Rico Day parade.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in June.
Yep.
And then you got the gay, all kinds of parade. You got the gay parade.
We even have a disabled parade.
Hey, why don't they put them all together and just have one parade? Imagine that.
One big. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to know more to parade.
You
might
don't
have
need
a big
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
When you went to school, did you ever have a big fight with anybody?
No, I don't fight nobody. We talked about this a long time ago.
You don't
there
fight? You have no fights?
No, I get in. No, they break up the fight, but I stay out of my affair.
We used to have a lot of fights in our school.
Really? Why?
Yeah, Robert Rogers was the big bully.
Yeah.
He used to fight. We used to rank out. You ever rank out another kid in school? You ever do ranking?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I remember that.
I used to love
remember
doing
that ranking?
Do.
You used to rank out
yeah.
your mother. And
yeah.
The worst thing was to rank out somebody's mother. One time, Roger says, your mother wears Don Newcomb socks. and the guy punched him and started a big fight, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That ranking.
Don,
I don't remember all those ranks. There was a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody
yep.
remember any ranks? Hey, Lou, you remember any ranks from school?
Yeah.
Wait, give me one. Give me a rank.
Now, flirting ladies in school.
Uh-oh.
Flirting ladies? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of the girls who, a lot of them were shy, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't come near me. I'll hit you with my pocketbook.
You know.
It's a baby. We got to have a score.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And one guy says, yeah, and I'll hit you back with my pocketbook. And she said, what? Come to find out he was gay, yeah. He had a
yeah.
pocketbook, too. How
yeah.
about a pocketbook fight?
Bailey,
you know what they used to love in school?
Bailey, I'm a big
They used to love it when two girls had a fight.
Yeah, because they were called mud. Let's bring mud in.
All the guys would get together. two girls having a fight. Take off her blouse. Take that off. Please pull them by the hair, you know, get it. That was crazy, man. And the teachers had to break it up.
Like my mom caught two girls fighting when she was younger, and they called her to the principal's office, and they said, who started it? So, yeah. I don't know. My mother
they never knew who started it. I mean, what started it? Some girl said something stupid to the other one?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But that was funny, the two girls fought, you know. Hey, Inner Sight. Hey, Louie, you going to come to the day for Milton?
Louie? Oh, wait.
Louie, you there?
Hold on. I got him. Louie.
Hey, you cut me off. What happened?
Yeah, what's the matter? What kind of an engineer are you?
Cut
off my
chair. You got to be careful of that.
Who's having me at your 14 Station Road event?
That's it. Can you announce it? Go ahead. What's the name of the day and everything?
You got to be you. Maybe Suzanne Mike could be there.
I will be there. Sure.
Maybe.
By the way, you said he was my house and dragging me there. So, of course, I'm going to be there.
Hey, Lou, what's the time and the place? You know all. Let's see if you know it.
Time and place, it's going to be 11 o'clock at night to 2 in the morning.
No. No, 11 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
I need 11 o'clock at night to 2 in the morning. A 24-hour event. It's a 24-hour event for Frank Perino, change for Corey Foster at the, what's it called, Bellport Love Drops Brewery, 14th Station Road, and I'm out of Cuba.
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know who called me the
Love
other day? Going to be there?
I don't know where it's at. I want to get lost.
Yeah, but you know who called me the other day from the Jackie Gleason show? He's still alive.
What did he do?
Joe Fensterblau. I got a brewery and a sensation road right a brewery hall. Joe Fensterblau. I want a whole case of beer.
There you go.
From Milton.
I dream a dream behind your view. Do up.
So first of all, don't worry, I'll be there. I give you all the money you want. The only thing is, I ain't got no money. No
pressure. That's about right.
Yep.
All right, in a sight.
Don't burn that chicken at Norton, burn it.
Oh, what? Yeah.
give us a song. Come on, 8:43, New York.
I already sang Cinco de Mayo, ay, 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 canto yo llore already.
Yeah, I know. You want to do
another one?
That's
what I said in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Let me do a joke for you, Frank. This is, ladies and gentlemen, make sure on the, what's the date, the 19th of May?
Uh-oh.
That's it.
Hello, this is Rosetta Dana. Make sure you go to 14 Station Road in Bellport at the Bellport Love Drops Wine Brewery. Thanks for Corey Foster. We're going to have a good time at the Love Drops. Tell a speech.
Milton.
It's going to be from 11 a.m., 11 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning. After that, we eat late dinner. And 3 in the morning, we go to bed and take a sleep.
Yeah,
and,
nobody already wants it. That's why he's not, that's why he's drunk.
Oh,
Louise, take a chill pill. It'll make you feel better with a laughing gas.
No, I got the laughing gas. It's fine.
All right, in his sight.
Hey, Frank. Frank, have a good weekend.
You too,
Luke.
Love
you.
I'm going to make you crack your funny bone.
You were a riot.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a riot, all right.
All right.
Okay, good night. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. Hey, give me some Lauren Hardy music.
I'm going to have to mute the mic. It's coming.
Now there'll be no patronizing in this assembly. What are you talking about? Well, that's what it says here in the paper. What's that got to do with it? Well, we're going to go down and apply for this job. Job? What kind of a job? Well, it's a very interesting job, see. It involves gambling. Gambling. Huh? I don't want to get involved with that much. My old man was a gambler, and it was horrible. What happened? He forgot the old lady, and he left her at the racetrack, and she got lost, and she didn't get home till 4 a.m. I had to take off from school that day. School? That's right, because she got home too late and I couldn't go to school and I got in big trouble. I couldn't graduate.
Not why you couldn't graduate. You couldn't graduate because you're stupid.
That's right, but it didn't help not going to school either.
Never mind that. Now, all you gotta do is spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel? What wheel?
The roulette wheel.
No, not.
But I don't want to... I don't want to spin the wheel. Now, get in there and do as I do and not as I say. Do as you do, not as you say.
All right, what do you mugs want?
Well, he wants a job, and he's a gambler, and he wants me to... Oh, shut up. We're here to apply for the job.
Job, huh?
What job is that? The one you got here in the paper.
Oh. Well, I... Run the gambling hall, eh? Well, you got any experience?
Yeah, he got experience when he was a kid. When he was a kid, he lost his pants.
He lost his pants?
What's that got to do with it? Well, he bet and he lost his pants. He bet with another kid that he couldn't get his... the other kid couldn't get his pants on him. He couldn't get his pants on the other kid.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Well, you see, now let me explain it to you. You see the size of him? How can you miss him? Well, the other kid was a little bitty thing. He only weighed 95 pounds, and he tried to get his pants on his ass. And the other pants, his big his big pants on the other fellas off. What are you talking about? Don't mind him. He's a mental fool. That was a long time ago. I lost my pants. He bet his pants. He had to go running in the night in his underwear. And that's the only gambling he ever did, losing his pants. One of the night in his underwear, they picked him up, and they had to put a big white sheet around him. And when he walked down the street, girls screamed and pinched. They thought he was a ghost. You two are out of your mind. Now you've done it. Tell the man that story. What is the matter with you? I would have gotten that job. I could have been somebody. Well, you better make sure that your pants fit. Oh, shut up. They have to fit. This is the biggest size they've got. There's none bigger. And the undertaker told me that he can't take me when I go. Why is that? Because they have to tear down part of the wall to let me in. Oh, no, Ollie, don't go. No more will you wear these little pants. Man. All right, in a sight. And, around the world. What?
No, I said that ended perfectly. I thought I might have had to continue the singing the pencil.
All right, don't forget, 2 weeks from today, the day from Milton, 2 weeks to go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not 11 o'clock at night.
It's 11
o'clock a.m. In the morning. A.m.
Right.
In the morning. And the 2 in the afternoon, all right? At the Brewing Hall, 14th Station. Well, Louis got that right anyway.
Yeah,
he was
playing about the time. That's all. He was just kidding around.
Yeah, I
What's
think
that?
He was kidding.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny, though.
It was.
All right, we're going to have prizes over there. We got a couple of, I want to thank the Coffee Bean. We're gonna do a raffle. We need one more prize. First prize, second prize, third prize. You know, we got two. I want to thank Umberto's $25 gift card.
Oh, that's great. Nice.
All right,
I
want to thank the Coffee House. $10 gift card. We need one more. I'm going to get one. I'm going to the hardware store. Maybe I can get some nails.
What about a hair cutter?
I think I'll get some nails and nail everybody's chair to the floor.
There you go.
So, we're going to have bracelets, beaded. It's spelled Milton, handmade for free. The T-shirts, they're going to sell. You got to buy the T-shirt.
Yep.
Tom and Michelle financed it, so try to at least get them their money back. All right. What else? We're going to have some food there. The shelter will be there with the puppies, Brookhaven.
Oh,
hopefully
puppy.
The mayor will come by and read the proclamation.
That'd be
and,
nice.
And we expect a big crowd.
Yeah, we do.
You never know.
Yeah.
Big crowd. I want a big crowd in there, you know. And, and like I said, Joe Fensterblau called me. Wait a minute, I recorded the call. Hold on. Joe? Are you there? Hey, Joe Fensterblau. I heard about the Milton coming over there. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about selling any beer. because I'll buy all of it. What, you're gonna buy all the beer?
Right, yeah, I buy all the beer, and I give you the money next Christmas.
Wait a minute, you can't do that. We need the money now.
Well, don't worry, I'm good. I'll sign a note. I owe me. Get out of here.
I owe me.
I had to hang up on him. He was too ossified to make any sense.
That's right.
Joe Finchcroft from the Jackie Gleason show. All right, in the side. Well, don't worry. We'll have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
John Corrado will be there. Suffolk Bus will be there. And it's just going to be a great, great day for Michelle, for Milton, and all of us. All people who love justice and freedom. Inner Sight, one of the sponsors. Proud to be a sponsor for a day for Milton. All right, so put it on your calendar, May 19th. You can get it. It's on the news calendar now.
Yes.
In two spots. Two different spots.
Okay.
The Long Island website and the News 12 website has it, I believe. All right, so don't forget, 2 weeks from today, May 19th. Time is coming up. Time flies, man. Inner Sight. Hope you had a little fun tonight. We'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. And let's see. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. So look for our ads in the papers online. If you need the information, go to the Silo website. They got it posted under events. All right.
Yep, yep.
So don't forget the day for Milton. Very important day.
I'll be there.
I want to thank Lorraine. I want to thank Sweet Pepper Treat, Suzanne, engineer, co-host, and all our friends who are helping the day for and all who have come forward to help. Greatly
That's
appreciate
right.
that. Newsday, my friend at Newsday, Mark. So many people.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot more. I got an email. I got a text from Ira today. He's got something up his sleeve because he says, don't worry, there's going to be a lot more.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what he's talking about. But I wouldn't put anything past our.
Either.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you. Be with you Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Goodbye, world. Woo-hoo!
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend, everyone.
You Thanks. Too, sweetheart. Take care.
You too.
Off here.
When we going, Mary? And the new girl, we did a song, she played a song, Chuck Berry, called Dingley.
Right.
And then the other thing we dedicated to the song, it was a guy, I never heard of him, his name was Milton or something. He just...
Sing a what? So what did you say when you were saying all that?
Oh, it was when he was talking to the fire department, saying, I'm peeing my pants, I can't get out. And the guy said, I don't have a cigarette lighter, I dog in here. And the guy goes, light a match.
Gay?
What?
Was he a gay guy?
Might have been. He had a very high voice.
Oh, my shoot.
Milton. What? What's something?
Yeah, this to me, so was something modern.
No, he's back in the 70s.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, I think I know what may have freaked Julia out, and then he decided on other the other let's act on it. Oh, it was the who died the virus.
Siri, what's the battery? Siri, what's the battery power? Siri. Siri, what's the battery power? Siri, what's the battery? Siri, now. Siri, hello. Siri, good evening.